For doctor and commentator David Watts, a physical sickness with psychological roots may be the hardest illness to treat.
I'd like to be better at it, she said. I'd like to read how other people do it so I can be perfect. Sedona is about 24 years old, medium build, attractive, slightly underweight. She sits absolutely still except for the slight motion of her mouth talking and smiling. I ate a whole loaf of bread last night, she said, butter on every slice, and then I knew what came next, and I knew her background. Wealthy family, domineering mother who, according to Sedona, constantly trashed her while praising her sister. A mother who she, nonetheless, loved greatly, trying every way she knew to get her to love her back. I do it because it's the only thing I feel close to, she said, and when I'm doing it, I'm invincible. It's going to kill you, I said. You see, I don't believe that, because that's my whole life. I've always taken the hard road. I could have had all kinds of money, stability, if I'd just done what my parents wanted. I chose boyfriends who were drug addicts. And they treated you badly? Yes, but I didn't stop loving them just because they hurt me. I took a different tack. Look what's happened, I said. You had an abusive mother, abusive lovers. Now you're doing the job yourself. I've always taken chances and survived. There was a little silence in which I tried to think how to reach her. I think I could stop at 100 pounds, she said. Then she added, but then I might want 80. When you've run out of muscle, it goes for your heart. That's how people die, you know. But I can see my body. I can see that fat. It's all over me. It's disgusting. As long as there's anything between my skin and my bones, it's too much. I have to do better. I tried to intuit some kind of opening. I offered the metaphor from a movie script. Imagine that it's an alien, I said. Something put inside your body, programmed to kill. It's all about consequences, isn't it? She said. I don't believe in consequences. When people tell me all those bad things that can happen, I just smile because I know they're not going to happen to me. And just in case I didn't get the message, she smiled. The time for the visit had lapsed 20 minutes ago, and we hadn't even learned to speak the same language. As she left, I could see the hospitalizations, the tubes, the forced feedings, her hatred of those who made her do things, they who tried to come between her and her beloved, the only one who knows her, the alien who can speak her language.
David Watts is a poet and a doctor in San Francisco.